SEC approves Paxos as first blockchain-native clearing agency in U.S. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has registered Paxos as the first blockchain-native clearing agency operating in the United States, a structural step that places on-chain settlement directly inside the regulated post-trade plumbing that supports U.S. securities markets. The decision was announced via Cointelegraph and Paxos channels on May 29, 2026. Clearing agencies sit between buyers and sellers, guaranteeing trades and managing the netting, custody, and final delivery of securities. Until now, every registered clearing agency in the U.S. has run on conventional database infrastructure, with the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, DTCC, handling the vast majority of equity and bond clearing volume. Paxos's registration adds the first node in that regulatory tier that natively records ownership on a blockchain, a regulated bridge into the post-trade stack. The significance is not that Paxos is using a blockchain. The company already operates a tokenized U.S. Treasury product and is the issuer behind the regulated stablecoins, USDP and PYUSD. The shift is that the SEC is now allowing a blockchain-based ledger to act as the system of record for clearing and settlement of securities transactions, with the same regulatory standing as the incumbent infrastructure. Registration as a clearing agency requires meeting Rule 17A22 standards covering risk management, member access, recovery, and wind-down planning, and the segregation of customer assets. By granting registration, the SEC has implicitly accepted that a blockchain-based platform can satisfy those requirements, including in stress scenarios where settlement finality and asset segregation must hold up under legal challenge. For market participants, the practical effect is a regulated venue that can take a tokenized security from trade to final settlement without leaving the on-chain environment. Settlement that today moves through multiple custodial layers and standard T+1 timing can compress into a much shorter window once activity migrates onto this rail. Context in a busier tokenization year. The Paxos approval lands in the middle of a notable run of tokenized asset activity. The Bank for International Settlements has moved Project Agora into live real-value cross-border payment tests with central banks. The tokenized real-world asset market has reached around $51 billion with private credit leading, and Polygon has crossed 2.5 trillion in cumulative stablecoin transfer volume. None of those data points, however, touch the regulated U.S. clearing tier. The Paxos decision does. It also sits alongside several recent moves that point in the same direction. MasterCard secured a New York BIT license for stablecoin payments earlier in the month, and United Texas Bank won an OCC national charter that includes direct Fed access for crypto-adjacent services. Taken together, the through line is the same. Regulators are no longer treating blockchain infrastructure as a parallel sandbox. They are slotting specific operators into the existing rulebook. Open questions on scope and rollout. The initial registration does not automatically deliver volume. Two factors will determine how quickly the new agency matters. The first is asset coverage. Clearing agency registration is granted on a defined scope of securities. The early focus is widely expected to be tokenized treasuries, money market fund shares, and select equity issuance, where there is already meaningful issuer demand for shorter settlement cycles, and where the legal status of the underlying asset is well established. The second is broker-dealer integration. For a clearing agency to be useful, broker-dealers and other intermediaries must connect to it as members. That requires their own internal compliance, capital, and operational sign-offs. Paxos has existing distribution through major U.S. banks and brokerages on its stablecoin and tokenized treasury products, but onboarding members at the clearing level is a slower and more involved process. There is also the question of how the existing infrastructure responds. DTCC has been running its own tokenized settlement pilots and has explored shared ledger arrangements with member banks. A second, blockchain-native, SEC-registered clearing agency creates a competitive reference point that the incumbent did not previously face. For cryptocard and stablecoin operators, the second-order effect is on settlement rails. Today, fiat off-ramping from on-chain balances still relies almost entirely on conventional bank rails and stablecoin issuer reserves held with traditional custodians. as tokenized securities and cash equivalents start clearing through a blockchain-native U.S.-regulated agency, those reserves become easier to hold, move, and verify on-chain, which is a structural plus for stablecoin payment networks and the issuers backing them.